Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Junk Drawer, A Place for Our Dreams by author Ricky Allen Smith, introduces us to two groups of teens growing up in Memphis, Tennessee in the late 60s. One group is black and the other is white. Their initial meeting almost ends with devastating consequences, but the hopes and dreams of these teens are put to the test in an effort to bring about racial reconciliation following the death of Dr. King and the violence that follows. The story is tempered with the unforgettable good times of Washington Park in North Memphis. Ricky Allen Smith demonstrates that every person, even in war-ravished Vietnam, has dreams. No obstacle can stand in the way of true love. The Junk Drawer shows just what we should do to keep our hopes and dreams alive. Ricky Allen Smith is 72 years old, born, raised in Memphis, married in a blended family with two daughters, three stepdaughters, and one stepson. Ricky is fortunate in that he has had several careers. Retired from the Federal Bureau of Prisons in 2000, following his retirement, he spent 14 years as a probation officer in Memphis, Tennessee. He joined the U.S. Army Reserves in 1995 and served one tour in Iraq before retiring in 2006. Finally, he served as a chaplain for 7 years at Methodist Hospital in Memphis, retiring in 2021. He's an associate minister at the Tabernacle of Praise Christian Church in Memphis, currently a mentor in the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of the Mid-South. Ricky Allen Smith, author of the highly praised historical fiction, The Junk Drawer, A Place for Our Dreams, is our guest next on This Week in America. Ricky, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Rick. Pleasure to be here.
It is receiving excellent reviews, The Junk Drawer, A Place for Our Dreams. Historical fiction, I mentioned. Why historical fiction to tell your story? How did you choose on this format?
Well, history teaches us, Rick. It puts the reader in a place and a time that he may not have experienced, and it gives us another look at history. And when you add fictitious characters and events to it, it gives us another viewpoint, hopefully a positive viewpoint of history to teach us for the future. So that's why I chose historical fiction.
Well, you've done an excellent job with this in The Junk Drawer, A Place for Our Dreams. The author is Ricky Allen Smith, our guest on the program. Let's talk about the idea, where this book came from. What inspired you to write this book, and how did you decide on the title, which I really like? The title it sort of captures your attention and something we can all relate to.
Well, I was reflecting on my childhood one day. I remember sitting in the kitchen with my mother, and she'd be cooking, and we had an old white cabinet that would sit by the window in the kitchen, and from time to time, she'd put different items in it, and I think, and I say to her, "Hey, this is just junk items. Why don't you just throw them away?" She said, "No, we may be able to use them at some time." And sure enough, from time to time, she would dig in that drawer and find things that we could use. And the thought came together with me: what about a junk drawer for our dreams? What about a place we could put our dreams for a time being and go back and get them? And it just came together, The Junk Drawer, A Place for Our Dreams.
And that's really a title that we can all relate to. It captures your attention. It's a story that's, again, so well done by Ricky Allen Smith. Ricky is R-I-C-K-E-Y, Allen, A-L-A-N, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. The book is The Junk Drawer, A Place for Our Dreams, available at Amazon, bookstore.dorrancepublishing.com. I'll give you that as we go through the program. Ricky, who are some of the people that were instrumental in helping you, and how did they inspire you in your life and in writing this story?
Well, there's so many people who inspired me and encouraged me and just showed me never give up. I thought about the people who helped me throughout life. And I want to say this, people of all races and nationalities, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, people who poured into my life. And those were the people who didn't help me directly with the book, but those were the people who came along beside me and helped me at critical times in my life where I could get to the point where I could write the book. And it's for the people who helped me specifically to write family, friends, church members, and neighbors. They all encouraged me never to give up and just keep writing. So I don't dare call names because I would miss somebody. But they're just so many, and I thank them so very much for their compassion and their consideration and help.
That's interesting. So many. This was a book that really, a story that really needed to be told, and so well told by Ricky Allen Smith, the book The Junk Drawer. What would you say to people who inspired you and are no longer here? And I'm sure there's some that fall into that category that really encouraged you, but they're not here to pick up a copy of The Junk Drawer and read for themselves.
I would say to the ones who are here and also to those who have gone on, if I had the opportunity, I would tell them, thank you so very much for pouring into my life. It taught me something. No matter how successful we become, if I become a billionaire, a trillionaire, if I'm known worldwide, I have failed in life if I do not pour into the life of somebody else. If I don't reach out to help somebody else, then no matter what I accomplish, I failed at life. So, and they put that in my heart, and I'm so grateful for them. And I would tell them, thank you for that.
Great group of people to have had in your life and continue to have in your life. Ricky Allen Smith, our guest on the program, talking about his book, The Junk Drawer, A Place for Our Dreams. What's the message, the maybe messages for the readers that you want them to take away after reading The Junk Drawer? What do you hope the takeaway is?
I want them to understand, never give up on your dreams. We have bad times, we have good times, but never just discard your dreams. Just put them in a place, the junk drawer, if you will. Just put them in a place where you can go back, but never, ever give up. Never surrender on them. Who knows what the future holds? So that is what I hope to accomplish by this. Follow your dreams and hopes.
Well, and that's exactly what Ricky has done in doing this book. Let's talk about this fascination in writing. When did you first decide that you were interested in writing and then decide, I'm going to write a book?
I think it was around 1966 or 67. I was in the, probably before a lot of you were born, 10th, 11th grade. And I sat down one evening and I scribbled out a horror book, a little short horror book about a young man who saved his town from this horrible creature. And I did some follow-up. I called some publishers, but life happened, and I didn't follow up. But it's around 1966 or 67 that I started. I've written some others since then. I got about six I've completed, and I'm just waiting to see what would happen.
Well, the response has been good for this book, The Junk Drawer, A Place for Our Dreams, now available bookstore.dorrancepublishing.com, amazon.com, the usual places. We'll have all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It sounds like it's sort of an ongoing project now that you're settled in as a writer. Are you working on something now?
I am. As a matter of fact, I am working on something a little similar to this. Two women who would different backgrounds from different parts of the country, they're having to meet each other and they become very close friends, and out of that friendship they reached out to so many other people. It's a story based in Arkansas, and these two ladies have a store there, and they just happen to have a truck where they deliver. But you know, they deliver more than just food. You know, they help so many people in so many different situations. So, yeah, that's what I'm working on right now.
And sounds like another excellent book from Ricky. What type of stories do you like and why? When you read, what do you like to read? And what do you think about, several books down the line? What would you like to do? What are the types of books that you're interested in?
My passion is, first of all, historical fiction. I love it, again, because it gives us an opportunity to take another look at history and hopefully get a positive take from history, and also learn if we ever face that situation again for a better outcome. That's why I love historical fiction. And secondly, I guess, first of all, science fiction would be my number one genre. I love it. I have a vivid imagination, and in science fiction, the sky's the limit. You can go in any direction you want to. So those are the two genres that I love most, and that's mostly where my stories lie, in one of those two.
Well, interesting, yes. Like I said, with science fiction, you create your own worlds. You're out there, and you can pretty much do whatever you want to because it
yes.
is science fiction. Historical
yes.
fiction, you've got some responsibility, even though you've got fiction in the name of the genre, to do it so it reflects history at that time. How challenging is that? When you were working on this book, The Junk Drawer, A Place for Our Dreams, and you're going back to Memphis in the late 60s, was a lot of this what you remembered? Was there research you had to do? How did you go about doing it and being faithful to that period? So as we're reading it, many people for the first time about Memphis in the late 1960s gets an accurate reflection of what it was like.
Well, Rick, believe it or not, it wasn't that challenging, and I don't want to seem overconfident because I lived it. I was in this, you know. I saw the things that happened, you know, Dr. King's death and the violence and that, and I've experienced some things myself in life as an individual dealing with that time, and I lived it, and I visited Washington Park, so putting it together for that particular book was not difficult at all. And I added the fictitious of characters there because it helps us, maybe if we face this situation again, I can be this character and I can act in this way to bring about a better result.
You've lived through a lot just during that period in Memphis. Let's talk about that just for a second here. Talk about the time after the assassination of Dr. King. What was that like, actually living there, not watching news stories, but actually being in the city where this is unfolding?
I was in the, I think, 11th or 12th grade. It was very, very frightening.
Yes.
I didn't know that Dr. King had been assassinated. Just coming out of my house one day and walking down the street, I just saw people breaking windows and starting fires, and I heard the sirens and the policemen and the National Guard driving through the streets, and it was frightening. It was terrible, you know. I just thought I'd never see a time like that. So I just, you know, I just really don't have the words for it. And thinking about it even now, you know, it brings about some. I get sad. I'm sad. You know,
I can sense the sadness as you're talking about that, and I think that's the emotion that most of us would have in going through something like that. And even decades later, it's still vivid as you go back and you think about that time period. You mentioned the unforgettable times in Washington Park in North Memphis. Most people wouldn't know what you were talking about there. Talk about Washington Park and why that was such an enjoyable place that gave you so many good times.
Washington Park was the place to be. When soon as school was out, man, we'd head to Washington Park. And there was a lady there right at the head of the park, and she had a little stand where she sell goodies and things.
Oh, yeah.
We'd line up with our quarters and our nickels and our dimes and our cookies and snowballs and ice creams, and it was a time for us to all come together, and we would sometimes have the diving contest. The older boys would have the diving contest, and they'd show off their dives, and some of the guys would bring their music, and they'd play different music, and it seemed like it just a place, just a lovely place to be. We'd be so anxious, man. We'd line up with our quarters, and as soon as the hoop was over, we'd dash in. It was just a really, really enjoyable time, and I miss it.
Well, those times come back in Ricky's book, The Junk Drawer, A Place for Our Dreams. Ricky Allen Smith, our guest of the program, the author, book available. Bookstore.dorrancepublishing.com, Amazon. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned in the beginning, you also talk about some person in Vietnam, struggling in Vietnam, has dreams. We all have dreams, don't we? It's something that maybe it's easier for some to fulfill than others, but we all have dreams, even if we're going through difficult times.
Exactly, exactly. Now, this is a fictitious, you know, part of the story. One of the characters who was in Memphis, he's fictitious, you know, he happened to be in the military and go to Vietnam. And he runs across this Vietnamese girl who has had an American father, and they can't find him. And she has hopes and dreams of one day coming to America and finding him and being successful in America. And so my point there is that no matter how far you are away, no matter what's going on, even in the ravages of war and all the things that are going on around you, you can still hold on to your dreams. It doesn't matter where you live or who you are, what your background is, you can always hold on to your dreams.
Well, and you do such an excellent job of bringing that alive in the book, The Junk Drawer, A Place for Our Dreams. Ricky Allen Smith is our guest. A few minutes left in the program. Talk about your advice for other up-and-coming writers. People gave you that inspiration to follow that dream. What would you say to others that are like, you know, I've tried this, and I'm not sure I'm going to be good at it. I don't want to fail. I don't want to ask people for help. What advice would you give them?
I would say to all of us who are up-and-coming, again, never give up. Yes, there are challenges. There are times when you might tell yourself, well, it's not worth it. Give it up, but don't do that. You try different things, you try different methods, and you talk to other writers, and you exchange ideas, and who knows, you know, what the future holds. So I would say to you, don't give up. If you will, put it in a junk drawer for a minute, but never give it up. You know, go back and get it and take it out and take another look at it.
I love that, The Junk Drawer, and if you need a visual reminder of that, the book cover is excellent. That will give you an idea of, okay, we'll put you got this in there, you got that in there, I'm going to stuff this dream in the back just in case someday I go in, get it out, and maybe be able to live that. You know, we've mentioned what the writing is, what you do for other people in terms of the writing, in giving them stories, a look at history. What's it do for you to write the story? How does this make you feel, the sense of accomplishment you have when you're a successful published author and you're helping other people with your writing?
It gives me what some have given me. I mentioned it earlier. It gives me the opportunity to reach out and help someone else, and pour into somebody else's life. Like they have poured into my life. And it gives me a sense of completion and fulfillment. Even if I never become a best-selling author, it always helps me. When I complete a story, I'm elated. I'm happy. You know, it gives me like, wow, I've done it. I've completed it. So, yes, it gives me a sense of fulfillment and completion.
Ricky's new book is The Junk Drawer, A Place for Our Dreams, historical fiction. You'll find it available at bookstore.dorrancepublishing.com, Amazon. You can link on to both those sites, but go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I thank King Pages Press, kingpagespress.com, arranging our conversation today. They are Ricky's marketing consultant with this book. And the book, again, is doing very well, and hopefully there are more to come. Sounds like that'll be the case. And Ricky, thank you for being with us, and hopefully we can get you back and talk about future books. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Rick.
It has been our pleasure. Ricky Allen Smith. The book is The Junk Drawer. You'll find it wherever books are sold. Send you directly to Amazon or bookstore.dorrancepublishing.com. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.